Ringers.
Hi, it's Gary Lineker here. Kevin Keegan joins us now. Kevin, you must be gutted at the team going out in the first round.
Yeah, well, Gary, you know, I mean, the problem was I ran out of clichés and...
Kevin, are you suggesting your clichés didn't give 100%?
No, hang about, Gary. I mean, my clichés gave 110%, you know, I mean, when all's said and done, I should have saved the cream of the crop, you know, for the big occasion like this one, you know, the humiliating interview immediately after we crash out yet again. But the tried and tested ones, like, it, you know, it's a game of two halves and, you know, we live to fight another day and, oh, it's a funny old game. But, I mean, you can't fault their spirit or determination of clichés like those. That's the trouble. It's a question of trusting them to get the job done. But as we look forward now positively, you know, to the World Cup, you'd have to say... You know, I mean, if I could find new, younger clichés, well, at the end of the day, I'll be over the moon, you know.
Look, Jack, we've got to do something about these football hooligans. Concerned frown, wry smile, nervous tick.
But, Tony, I've already introduced plenty of measures. The confiscation of passports, sharing intelligence, and building a huge wooden Kevin Keegan so they'd fight that instead of each other.
No, that's no good. We need a force strong and brave enough to scare these thugs out of their wits. I'll have to use the emergency phone.
Hello, Women's Institute. Sit for brunch.
I need your help.
Oh, we're already on to it, Prime Minister.
Five, four, three, two. Damn, I've dropped a stitch. Never mind. The Women's Institute are go. Now wrap up warm, ladies. It gets awfully chilly across the channel.
Later, across the channel in Shalwar.
England, England, England. Here, what's that in the sky? It's a fleet of huge middle-aged ladies.
Landing gear activated. Now listen to me, you thugs. Instead of fighting, why not spend your days as I do with daytime TV? The wonderful 15 to 1. Count down and call my bluff. Mind you, I can't abide that Sandy Toksvig. Nice smile. But looks like she wears trousers with pockets, if you know what I mean.
Get stuffed, you old bag!
If that's the way you want it, release the plum and dams and preserves. Release the tiny baskets of flavoured potpourri. Release that nice Christmas single that Des O'Connor did in 1985 as a duet with that beloved puppet. What was its name? Sheena Easton. Show them what it's like to truly be English.
Run, boys, they've all got blue hair. They must be Chelsea supporters.
You're listening to the Today programme, and it's precisely 7 minutes to eight, or 8 minutes to seven. Now, we all enjoyed 3 days of brilliant sunshine last weekend, unless you live in Scotland, of course. Mustn't forget the regions. Not that Scotland is a region, but you know what I mean. Now, we're all really hoping for a prolonged spell of lovely hot summer weather, so let's hope it's good news.
Well, good day there. I'm afraid it's bad news. The British summer just slipped away in the night. It was quite healthy for a couple of days, but in the end, it was just too weak to survive. But there's a bit of a silver lining because you'll all be forced indoors, so you'll have no choice but to watch old Rolfie's programs about sick little bunnies, sad little puppies and kittens that don't make it through the night. I'll see.
Hello and welcome to a brand new series of Counterpoint with me, Ned Sherrin, a man who can't seem to go more than 10 seconds without launching into some ridiculous anecdote about some famous theatrical lovey friend of mine, which is exactly what I was going to say to Dame Judi Dench whilst we were backstage congratulating Ralph Fiennes and Zoe Wanamaker for their heart-rendering performances in a brand new production of The Cherry Orchard at the Almeida. Oh dear, there I go again. Just like I really Wealth, she said to me last week, preparing for the role of Lady Macbeth in a 1984 production at the Cottesloe. She said, I'm always dropping names and I can't seem to stop, just like that awful twit Ned Sherrin. She just keeps going on, and she's complained, as I was saying to Martin Jarvis just the other day. And, oh dear, yet again, it appears that I've been dribbling on for far too long and we've reached the end of the show. So join me next week for another edition of Counterpoint. And as I was saying to Dame Maggie Smith just moments before, she was going on stage in her role of Volumnia in Shakespeare's Coral.
And now it's time for the Archers and strange goings on at Grange Farm.
Oi, get away from there, Joe Grundy! It's not our farm anymore!
Oi, knows that, Clary. Only I've just seen a trespasser walking across that field.
Oh, Joe, haven't you killed enough ferrets for one summer?
Never mind that, it's a bloke. Are we you?
Who knows? Not me. I never lost control.
Hello, Glastonbury.
Oh, it's that David Bowie.
Never mind that. Get away from my pigs, you skinny old hippie. Glastonbury's miles away.
Hey, listen. We just turned up for the gig and we're a guitar short. It's fancy joining us on the main stage. Do you know the chords to Let's Dance?
Oh, never mind that old rubbish. Why don't you do something the people round here would enjoy?
Well, you got any ideas?
Well, let's do it your way.
Yeah, nice ones.
I drove my tractor through your haystack last night.
I threw me pitchfork at your dog to keep quiet. Ow.
Now something's telling me that you're avoiding me.
Come on now, darling, cause you've got something I need.
Cause I've got a brand new combine harvester and I'll give you the key.
Come on now, let's get together in perfect harmony.
I got 20 acres and you've got 43.
Got a brand new combine harvester, I'll give you the key.
That was I've Got a Brand New Combine Harvester, sung by David Bowie and Joe Grundy. And they say standards have fallen. The governors didn't say anything bad about Radio 4, you notice. I told them not to. And they bricked it.
Well, yes, welcome back to Test Match Special, and you've just missed a pigeon walking across Square Leg. A couple of red buses are going by to our left, and there's a gentleman there wearing a rather shiny blazer. Oh, yes, and someone's just bailed a ball at a batsman.
Yes, Henry, that was a superb ball by Darren Goff to Brian Lara, swung late and nearly forced an edge to a second or third slip.
My dear thing, who are you?
I'm Donna Simmons from the West Indies.
Oh, I see. Tea with two sugars, please. And, couldn't you rustle up some strawberry jam for my scone?
Mr. Blofeld, I am part of the BBC commentary team.
But you're a girl. Richie, do you know anything about this at all? I'm rather confused.
Terribly sorry, Blowers. Should have warned you. Philly at 10 o'clock.
But this is the BBC.
Yes, I know. Shocking, isn't it? New broom and all that.
How's that?
Sorry to interrupt, gentlemen, but there's a strong appeal for LBW there. Lara well back in his crease. This could be out.
We'll be the judge of that.
Well, it looked to me like it was going well down leg side.
Yes, definitely out.
No, all.
Still, she missed that pigeon, though.
And welcome back to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Okay, for £500,000, which idiot blew up my yacht? Was it A, Leonardo da Vinci? B, those shifty-looking blokes who throw stones at me and shout, "You're better on Tiswas," when I arrive at the marina. Or C, just somebody who can't stand the sight of my grinning orange face on the telly night after night. Okay?
Actually, it was me, Brian Perkins. I used petrol.
Hello, I'm Nick Ross. If wallpaper could speak, it would say, "Hello, I'm Nick Ross." Welcome to Cartoon Crime Watch. And we begin with an appallingly heartless crime. The theft of a picnic basket, which took place in Jellystone Park on Easter Monday. Here's a reconstruction.
Hey, boo-boo! That basket looks bigger than your average picnic hamper, and the food smells delicious. You cause a diversion, and I'll grab the food.
Okay, Yogi. Here comes the ranger, Yogi.
Hey, you, come back with that.
Please believe someone knows this bear. And do you recognize the very distinctive Trilby hat? And why did the bear shout, "Boo Boo"? Could Boo Boo be a friend or accomplice? Please do call. The victims of our second crime were walking down an alley when they were approached by a gang intent on fraud.
All right, all right, all right, you fine upstanding citizens. I am the representative of a small charity to help underprivileged and terminally stupid cats. My friend and I are actually taking one out for the day. Say hello, brains.
Hello, brains.
Here's my watch, you kind and thoughtful cat.
Benny, take the watch to the fence and get as much as you can for them.
Oh, hello, fence. How much for these watches?
No, Benny boy, not that kind of fence.
The officer in charge of the case is PC Dibble.
I'm warning you, TC, you're in big trouble this time. Officer Dibble speaking. Sarge? Ah, oh, come on, Sarge. I can't come back to the station. I'm on TV.
On no account try to apprehend these cartoon villains yourself, because even if you were to drop a 10-ton weight on them and flatten them completely, in a matter of seconds, they'd be right back to normal. Remember, I'm only on your telly once a month, so please, don't have nightmares. Good night.
Good afternoon, MAD Inquiries.
Is that the Ministry of Defence?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. I am the doctor. Greetings.
Greetings to you, sir.
Thank you very much. I need to know, what measures do you have in place in case of invasion?
Well, what type of invasion are you talking about, sir?
Well, invasion from other galaxies.
I see.
Do you have any measures in place to prepare for this?
Well, are you speaking definitively or generally?
Definitively? I always speak definitively, my friend.
Perhaps you can enlighten me as to what we should have in place.
Well, I have information of a force from another world very distant to this one.
I see.
And if I'm not wrong, I think they have every chance of invading.
Do you know the name of this force?
The name of this force? They have been my bitterest enemy for millennia. They are the Daleks.
The Daleks?
Yes. I felt as a Time Lord I had a duty to warn you.
Right.
And find out what your intention was to defend this planet.
Right. Is there a contact number you can be contacted on?
Or 7030379 from Galactic Zero Center. Or if you have a transmat device, you could reach the TARDIS.
Right. I will pass this information on to the duty officer.
Right. I think you see, because there are many, many more disabled ramps about now, this will help the Daleks to invade. You could be aware of that.
And anything else we should be aware of, sir?
If you need to immobilize the Daleks from their mothership, simply use a lateral molecular rectifier, transmitted along precisely the correct polarization. This will neutralize the Daleks. I will help you if need be.
Excellent, sir.
Well, here we are, still covering Euro 2000, relaxing after a game in what can only be described as a coffee shop in the heart of Amsterdam. And Barry, really, I do have to say, do you fancy a bang on this?
Thank you, John. Oh, my word, that's unbelievable, John.
Do you know, I haven't felt this chilled since January 9th, 1963, when, of course, I famously danced what you'd have to call a waltz with the then-wife of Nat Lofthouse. Back to you, Barry.
Yes, thanks, John. Just a couple of millimetres to go now. Oh, I say! Oh, the colours are intense. Oh, surely. Delightful stuff. What's Clement Attlee doing there? Oh, dear. Alan Hansen, are you sure I can't tempt you?
Absolutely not. The standard of that dope is unacceptable. And this time you cannot blame the reefer.
John, final toke.
No, I really do have to say, I'm quite mashed.
Yes, me too. You don't know the Dutch for wagon wheels, do you?
BBC Radio 4. And now, Alison Mitchell with some information about tomorrow's Moneybox Live.
Are you finding money a struggle at the moment? Perhaps you don't have as much disposable income as you'd like. Are shares a luxury you can't afford? If the answer is yes, please go away. We only want people who literally have so much money, they don't know what to do with it, which is why they phone us.
That's Moneybags Live tomorrow. I've got loads of dough. Won't tell you where it's hidden, though. You'd squeal.
Just coming up to 17 minutes past 24. And we're joined now by actor Ralph Fiennes. Mr. Fiennes, according to all the newspapers, your rendition of Coriolanus owes less to William Shakespeare and more to Leonard Rossiter.
Well, really, Mr. Harvey, that's quite unfair.
Well, we've got an excerpt right here from the play. Listen.
Why, Coriolanus, you have been a scourge to her enemies, and you have been a rod to her friends. You have not, indeed, loved the common people.
You should account me the more virtuous that I have not been common in my love.
Nothing like him, see?
Well, what about this clip of you as Graham Greene in that movie, The End of the Affair?
Oh, darling, I pray that one day God may forgive us our sins. I cannot deny these thoughts. Tell me, darling, tell me you too share the feelings I hold so dear to my bosom.
Oh, my God, if only you knew how long I've been waiting to hold your dear bosoms, Miss Jones.
There, you see, you even said Miss Jones.
I just don't know what you're talking about. I mean, my God,
look at her. Mr. Know-it-all journalist, eh? Wittering on like a Welsh windbag, you only sound interested when it's a farming story.
Leonard Rossiter, thank you very much.
Oh.
Good afternoon, Tate Modern.
Hello, Tate Modern.
Hello.
Hello there. Listen, I've got this wonderful painting that I think you might be interested in.
Right. Well, I'm trying to think what the best thing to do. Generally, it's like, you know, sort of established artists who then are approached by the Tate to you know.
Well, hey, you know, I'm a very established artist, you know. It's Rolf Harris. You don't get any more established than that.
Oh, right. Well, I didn't know who you were.
Hey, that's okay, it's just because I didn't say.
Okay.
It's a great picture, it's such a masterpiece, this one.
But it's not really, my decision to put pieces up. Well, probably the best thing to do is send a photo of your masterpiece to the exhibitions department.
even better, I'll describe it for you, because there's all the sheep there just sitting out. And it's a really sunny day, beating down on them there like that. Over here, there's Farmer Davo, just looking over the flocks. Look at all the little dingoes running over.
Okay. The best thing that I can, say is because I don't make the decisions about what works go on display I'm in the information department, so...
But you will in my case. Oh, you're such a darling. Kids in water, they love it.
I can't.
Maybe you could come around and I could show it to you at home and we can, you know, have a cup of tea and a little biscuit there.
I don't think so.
Hi there, I'm Johnny Vaughan, and this is Movie Watch. I've got the talent. Why isn't there a primetime show to match it? In the light of Hollywood announcing they'll be remaking Kind Hearts and Coronets with Eddie Murphy, what piece of classic British comedy will the Yanks plunder next? De Niro and Nicholson in The Good Life.
Tom, the goats have escaped and got into next door. They've eaten the patio furniture and knocked over Margot's brand new fondue set. Terry's very upset and wants a word.
Oh, here he is now.
Hey, Tom, Tom, Tom. Where's Dawn? Come on, come on, where you Dawn? Where's Dawn? I gotta tell you something. As your friendly friggin' neighbor, I couldn't help but notice that your friggin' goat has upset my fondue set. Well, Jerry, huh? I'm going goddamn self-sufficient. You got a problem with that, Jerry? Huh? Huh? You talking to me? Well, I don't see any other Jerrys here. Come on, come on. Well, it's just that you planting this friggin' fruit in your friggin' lawn. Margot says it's gonna bring down the house prices. So what are you gonna do about it, asshole?
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do, Jerry. Absolutely goddamn nothing. And I'm gonna tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna watch me fill this yard with livestock, chickens, and even some pigs. And you're also gonna watch me dream up endless harebrained schemes to make yours and Margot's life a goddamn misery, huh? Huh? Is that so? Is that so, huh? I wanna tell you something. You say your friggin' prayers, Tom.
Sharing a pot of Earl Grey with Thora Heard just the other day after the parish jumble sale. Thora was perusing her Daily Mail, where she happened upon the story of a vicar who wants to change gender, and how the church saw this as no hindrance to his pastoral duties. Thora sighed audibly. Alan, she said, as she swallowed the penultimate macaroon. If only attitudes were this liberal 40 years ago. I glanced at Thora with her suspiciously deep voice, hairy hands, and her Liberty print scarf conveniently obscuring her epiglottis. And my mind was cast back to Whitley Bay in 1962, where I encountered a certain Theodore Heard, a 20-stone navvy with biceps that looked like a relief map of the Pennines. He told me, over a pint of Newcastle Brown, that he was a woman trapped inside a man's body and had difficulty purchasing comfortable support hose in size 25. And after all these years passing himself off as a kindly elderly woman, Thora, has lived a happy life, apart from a few inconveniences. For example, she had to crouch whilst filming Last of the Summer Wine to disguise the fact she was a clear 2 foot taller than the rest of the cast. So I say to that vicar, not to worry. There are many like him who feel trapped inside the bodies. I myself was christened Alice, and only hide the truth by smoking 20 a day and keeping 2 billiard balls in me pocket.
National Gallery Information. Good morning.
Hello. Is that the National Gallery?
Yes.
Hi there. I've got a picture that you might be interested in.
Well, what sort of picture is it?
Well, it's one that I've done, and, you know, you've got the little fence down there, and then the herd of sheep behind there, and then the mountains. And
so this is like a contemporary painting?
Oh, yeah, it's really nice, and I've done it myself.
I'm afraid National Gallery doesn't exhibit any contemporary work. Our collection finishes at 1900.
Oh, it's all right. I painted it at 4:30, so that would be fine.
And now, with his comments on this year's Turner Prize nominations, is Brian Sewell.
The Turner Prize. That obscene aesthetic knobbly knees competition. The Eurovision Song Contest of the art world. That meaningless farrago of hip hype and vapid vacuity. That overblown, bloated, gaseous black hole of pretension and incompetence, of what the French would call un grand chateau du merde, of the prostitution of the artistic muse to the moronic maw of the pure panda, the ogling stares of the uncomprehending ignorami, the soulless wraiths of suburban purgatory, whose every prejudice and lacuna of taste is fed and nourished by the idiocies of the inexplicable, which is precisely the raison d'etre patronizing preening of the so-called intelligence.
Well, there we must leave Brian Sewell for now. We'll be back for coverage of the end of that sentence as and when it happens.
And we're just minutes to go in the England-Romania match. It looks as though a draw is all but certain and our place in the quarterfinals is assured. But now back to the commentary box. Let's hope for a change. It'll be good news for England.
Good day. Well, I'm afraid it's bad news, Gary. You see, the England team was too weak to survive. The tactics in midfield were just too feeble, too weak. The damage caused by Phil Neville's disastrous tackle was just too severe. So I'm afraid England's chances just slipped away in the final minutes of the game. Do you know, Gary, it's very sad. And even sadder because I've got a hunch Keegan's chance of keeping his job are now too feeble, too weak to make it through the night.
You've been listening to Dead Ringers, starring John Coleshaw, Phil Cornwell, Jan Ravens and Kevin Connolly. The associate producer was Adam Bromley and it was produced by Bill Dare. The writers were Nev Fountain and Tom Jameson, John Holmes and Andy Hurst, Simon Blackwell, Jazz Foster, Ashley Baroda, Lawrence Houth, Dave Cohen and Paul McKenzie, Steve Punch, Sean Pye, Richard Webb, Rupert Russell, Henry Naylor, Martin Smith, Alison Todd, Magic Bob and Jeffrey Stubson. And it's all live on Sky Sports 3.